Hello and welcome to Essex by the Sea. I'm Owen Ward, exploring the Essex coast, finding out about the amazing and interesting stories it has to offer. If you've recently discovered the podcast, well, you're in good company because more and more of you are listening and enjoying the episodes. Don't forget to subscribe on your favourite podcast app as well if you've just discovered Essex by the Sea. Now, a staple of a seaside holiday or a day trip to the seaside has got to be a visit to the amusement arcades. And maybe it's attempting to grab a teddy bear or the 2P machines. Maybe it's playing on computer games as well. So how might you mix that with sea level rise and wildlife? Well, two people who do know how to do that is Trish Evans and Nick Humphreys. They are artists who have come up with a creative project called Arcade. Thanks both very much for joining me here on this episode of Essex by the Sea.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's a real pleasure.
So, first of all then, what is Arcade?
Yeah, Arcade is a creative project that we applied for funding for from Essex Arts and Culture. And it's all inspired by the natural world and coastal wildlife. But it's essentially also looking about our relationship with our neighbour, the sea. When you live along the coast, it's a very elemental experience. And sometimes we don't always connect to that environment. And we really wanted to create a project that was sort of celebratory of the sort of cultural as well as the environmental relationships we have with nature.
Yeah, it's all about meet your neighbour, really. It's finding out what's on your doorstep over the walls, especially places like Jaywick. You can walk down the main street in Jaywick and not even know really that you're by the sea because of the sea wall. And you do get that feeling like you could almost be in any town when you're in Jaywick, and then you just hop over the wall and suddenly there's a beautiful beach, there's all this wildlife. I mean, we've been quite stunned by some of the wildlife we've found there, haven't we?
Yeah, it's been incredible. I mean, we really wanted to work in Jaywick because it's a really great place. The actual coastline is fantastic, but also we wanted to sort of really celebrate our relationship with going to the seaside, like you said in your introduction, really, which was about, you know, we've all got memories of arcades. And we chose the idea of doing a creative project called Arcade because the idea of the arc, and in sort of environmental sort of conservation terms, the arc is usually a place where there's a sense of protection, if you think about what an arc actually is. And it's about having resilience and being protective, particularly when you've got rising sea levels. So, you know, we want to think about, oh, there is that wall that's sort of a barrier, but also there to protect you. And we know there's been a history of flooding locally. But actually, you know, how do we become resilient and how do we care for the environment and have a good relationship with this neighbour, which is the sea? And so we thought it'd be really great to do visual work affiliated to that. So our project is very much a sort of a creative art, visual art project, and that will come together in the creation of an art space in Jaywick, which is themed around the sort of recreation in an arty kind of way, the arcade and the amusement. So we're really developing those ideas at the moment.
Fantastic. Oh, it sounds great. You mentioned there about getting to know the neighbour and getting to know that marine environment. And actually, there's a previous episode of Essex by the Sea where we visited the Thames Lobster Hatchery. And that was very much about giving young people, particularly school children, the opportunity to see what was under the water right next to them on their doorstep. So is this a similar sort of way in the sense of the work that you're going to be doing is to get that greater appreciation of what's out there in that marine environment?
Yeah, absolutely. As artists, all of our work is about creating deep connections to nature through art. But it's about revealing that wonder, the beauty, the extraordinary diversity of the ocean that for many of us is unknown. You know, we don't necessarily know much about what's beneath the waves. And so revealing that science and that wonder is really part and parcel of our creative approach. We're working with the University of Essex as well and their marine biology team. Mm. And so we want to sort of look at ways that we can sort of tap into their research and how they're looking to restore certain areas and do research in that coastal area of Essex, which is really good fun. And as part of that, we're going out. We've chartered a boat, actually. Hopefully we're going to get good weather. But we're going to take groups out and do like an offshore expedition to sort of be off the land to experience the ocean, because often and not, you know, we're land-based, aren't we? And who doesn't love a boat trip?
And doing a little bit of science as well while we're over there, as well as hopefully a little bit of art if the waves aren't against us. There's nothing like drawing a picture in a storm.
Turner did it.
Yeah, yeah. He used to time himself to the mast, didn't he? Mm-hmm. But then also doing some onshore expeditions where we're going to be going looking at things like strand lines, which is a fascinating thing. The strand lines are the parts of the beach where the high tide will reach before receding, and it leaves all the seaweed along there, and that's just full of all sorts of life, sand fleas, all sorts of flies, all sorts of stuff is in amongst that seaweed, which then brings in birds and other animals. So yeah, we're going to be having a look at that, because the strand lines are fascinating.
Yeah, so lots on offer in the Jaywick area in terms of opportunity, and so we're sort of mixing and matching the sort of the sciencey and sort of idea of nature and discovering those species, but then at the same time we're sort of doing visual interpretive creation of artwork, and we're working with local communities and groups to do that, which has already been really good fun. Mm.
Sounds really exciting. I'm still puzzled though how you combine the ocean with arcades. I mean, that is fun as well, and that, you know, could we potentially see, you know, a sort of grab machine with stuff you've perhaps found? How are you planning to do it, or is that giving away too many secrets?
There will be machines to play.
Fruit machines,
which we are going to be rejigging to have a certain narrative, a certain story to them that is connects with the ocean. It's playing with the idea of our gamble. They're gambling machines. Yeah. Are we gambling with the environment? Are we gambling with the ocean? You know, because the ocean provides us with 50% or more, a little bit more than that, of the oxygen that we breathe. Not a lot of people really think of that. They think of the rainforests, but the oceans, the seaweeds, the phytoplankton, all produce oxygen for us. And things like the whales, which are out there, which you do have off the coast of Essex, passing through, they're the farmers of the sea. There's this thing called the whale pump, where they will eat, they will leave their, what's the nicest way to put it? Their poo, their deposit on the surface, which then fertilizes the ocean, fertilizes the phytoplankton, which then produces the oxygen. So there's chains and connections throughout the ocean that we'd like to make people aware of through fruit machines.
Fruit machines, yeah.
Which sounds like a crazy thing to do, but I think we can pull it off.
Yeah, we're really loving the idea of playing. What a really fun story that happened with us when we came to Jaywick to research the project. We went and got our fortune told at the local shops in Jaywick, just unplanned. And it really fueled our ideas, didn't it? Not necessarily what she said, but just the experience of thinking about what the future holds for the environment. And so our workshops recently have been to create not a tarot card pack, but sort of like symbols that maybe tell us a bit of a story about what the future could hold, and to create new symbols as groups. And we've already created nearly 30 of those already. And so there's lots of things that we affiliate with the seaside that may be more familiar to us than nature. So we're combining that iconography, that experience, the fun, the joy, the community aspect of being at seaside, and bringing that visually into art, like some of the ideas with some of the visual that we might make into sort of temporary tattoos, for example, or there's lots of ideas that we have that could be really playful around the arcade or just the amusements of the seafront.
And I was thinking as well, as you were saying there, that there are so many different bits to perhaps a day at the seaside, or a short break maybe at the seaside. Maybe it's Southend, maybe it's Jaywick, maybe it's at Clacton, maybe it was the holiday camps that were at Dovercourt and Clacton as well. There's so many different things that you could probably draw inspiration from. Could you pin it down to sort of what, I mean, other than the visit to the fortune teller, is there one thing that sort of inspired you to start this project off in the first place?
If we're going to say one thing, we are instinctively gravitating towards the coast wherever we can with our practice, with our artwork. That's for sure. And we previously had a commission in Essex, which was at Danbury Country Park. It's about their forest sort of tree planting initiative. And it was a big kaleidoscope where you could see an everlasting forest. But we visited the coastline whenever we were in Essex doing that project. And that really, really got us thinking about opportunities to work in the coastal area.
Yeah, the first place we went to was Mersey Island, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
And we saw a red squirrel. We were shocked. We had no idea they had red squirrels there. But yeah, there was one there in the path. But,
and the erosion on that, on Mersey Island, is pretty significant, isn't it?
The erosion and all the way the trees had all fallen down into the beach. And but, you know, one of my personal favourite places is Salt Marsh, and Essex has got a fair share of Salt Marsh to explore. We spend a lot of time, whenever we come down, we're always around the Colne Point area where the nature reserve is, and that's an incredible spot for wildlife.
Mm-hmm. So there's the other thing that's really interesting for us is just about the community in Jaywick and the surrounding area and the adaptability to our homes to survive. There is architecture, a very relevant sort of history to the sort of the forming and the development of Jaywick. And just to see the unique sort of frontage of individual homes all through Jaywick, it's a real form of expression that's happening there that really is quite distinctive. Like, we live in Nottingham and you walk down our street and every house is pretty much looking the same, isn't mm-hmm. it? It's a terrace street. Every front door is either a different colour or whatever, but that's probably about it. Now, when you go to the seaside, you could probably say this for most seaside towns, but Jaywick particularly as well, there's a real sense of identity and individuality happening, and also a strength of community. And that, when it comes to thinking about the Ark site and the idea of, like, okay, how are we surviving here? What are we doing? And how are we adapting and responding, is really interesting. And we want to sort of highlight that. It's just been really, really interesting in terms of, you know, uniqueness. And it's got a real dynamic atmosphere and place, sense of place, Jaywick, for sure. And it's got things like the sign for Jaywick is a sort of genie lamp, isn't it?
Yes. If anybody knows.
Yeah, call out.
why the genie lamp? Why the oil lamp? We're finding it hard to get to the bottom of that one.
Yeah, but that iconography again, the sort of identity and the history of the area, you know, could we think about, we were thinking about it today, weren't we, about, you know, could we sort of, you know, if you rub the lamp, you get three wishes. What would your three wishes for the future be? But it's that sort of style of seaside design, which Jaywick has, is really interesting.
There's the arcade design as well, yep. Arcade fonts, fruit machine fonts, fruit machine design. It's all very relevant to our practice. You know, we come from a bit of a street art background as well. And there's real similarities between what goes on in arcades and what goes on in the world of graffiti.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, on all the fruit machines, you've got the artwork on there. You've got the sort of bright lights from the arcade to sort of draw and entice you in, and the music. It's a bit of a sensory overload, isn't it, I suppose, when you visit an arcade. And is that kind of almost what this project will give? You know, not necessarily an overload in a bad way, but an overload of the senses in what you're hoping to achieve.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a temporary exhibition space. It's behind the Never Say Die pub. It's the sort of right on in the main area of Jaywick, and it's the sort of function room there. What it will be at this stage, I would say it's really, really up for development still, because we're sort of working with groups to inspire our work, and our research and art studio time is evolving rapidly now.
Which is something we always like to do, you know.
Yeah.
We don't like to just walk into a place and plonk something down. We like to, you know, talk to people.
Yeah.
You know, get behind the curtain.
Yeah.
See what's actually going on.
And that's already happening a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. And Jaywick's has got a fantastic community. You know, they're all dead friendly people.
It is kind of like, it is sensory for sure, you know, and I think that it won't be a typical arcade by any stretch. It's going to be a piece of art, but we want it to be interactive. We want there to be a sense of play and fun. Like you say, we're not going to be here to lecture, because that's the worst thing we want. No one wants to be lectured or being told seriously what the story is and the scenario. We want there to be a sort of a real joy and connecting to nature. And actually through that connection, then we begin to care, or we think what our relationship is with it. How do we live alongside it and within it? and the challenges that can bring us sometimes, maybe. But it's meant to be a fun experience, and I think we'll bridge it with some activities and things during that time it's open, just to sort of make it more engaging, and people can just have fun and take something away with them.
Sounds brilliant. If people want to find out more about this, where can people go? Have you got a website that people can take a look at, if perhaps they're not able to get down to Jaywick themselves?
Yeah, sure. So everything that we do will end up going on the website as well. But there's a website with all information about the project. So it's a bit of a long-winded website, so bear with us. It's www.we, as in W-E, hyphen, A-R-E, hyphen, I-N-S-T-A-R, /arcade. And that's with a K. But it spells as we hyphen r hyphen instar /arcade.
We'll put the link in the description in case you weren't able to get that down. That would be the easiest way, I think, for people to find it. Time is rapidly running out, but before we finish, I do have to ask, have you got a particular favourite arcade game?
Ooh. Oh, that's a great question.
Arcade game or well, I don't know much about slot machines until just recently, but I still love Meteors.
Oh, all right, okay. For me, it would be the grabber, actually, just if I'm going to go into the amusements.
Just a steady grabber.
Just the grabber. I'm quite good at it.
You are, actually. I've seen you win.
Yeah, they're complete con. Everything usually is, isn't it? However, I'm not bad.
Well, there you go.
So I can eye up a toy and I might be looking.
Do you think there's skill involved?
Absolutely. But, yeah, I think it's sort of like sometimes it's the penny machines, isn't it? The 2p machines.
Sure, penny machines.
Yeah, it's all. It's just the memory of all of those attempts and sense of play.
Well, Nick, Trish, thank you so much. Time has beaten us. We could talk all day, but thank you so much for sharing your passion and inspiration for this art project. As I say, more information can be found. The links to that is in the description. Thank you ever so much for joining me on this episode of Essex by the Sea.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for having
us.
And if you're enjoying Essex by the Sea and would like more episodes, do check out my Ko-fi page, where you'll find details on how you can support the production of the podcast. Thanks very much in advance. So until the next episode, thanks very much for listening.